When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Okay, Chime, I get it, but Wiggy doesn't. He thinks the drones in New Jersey are not space alien related because they only come out at night.
Yeah.
I got that.
I mean, like I've never saw a drone in the sky in daytime.
Do you want an eyewitness? Here's John from New Jersey who listens to the program.
Hey guys. I'm in South Jersey, which is, I don't know.
Courtney and Curtis both know exactly where South Jersey is. They identify
okay.
it on a map.
Yeah, yes. It's right outside of Manhattan.
Okay. So I'm not far from, there's Earl Naval Station. And what they do is they load ammunition to boats for, you know, for warships and things like that. It's from a 3-mile distance from shore.
Uh-huh.
So these drones are flying over this area. I find it hard to believe that they don't know what these drones are. Mm. If they're related to the military or whatever, and they just don't tell us, because people have taken video in my area, and you can see them. They're out up there at night. They're large, you know, drones. They're not these small, ones that people use for their, leisure.
They're attack drones. So you're saying nothing to be concerned about. You think the U.S. government knows.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
During one of the games several years ago, there was a drone flying over Fenway.
Yeah.
And I thought all these drones have to be registered no matter what.
They do.
They have codes and stuff.
They do.
So how could they not know, what these drones are?
Great
question. Who owns them and where they're coming
from. Great question. And very scary question. The FBI, sitting there yesterday, emergency congressional hearing, and they have no idea what they are. If you have a drone, it has to be registered, and they should be able to track exactly who and what is responsible for these drones.
I'm seeing right through John. I'm seeing right through him. That is someone from the other side.
That's an alien plant call.
Greg, I would say that call made about as much sense as a guy having $8,000 cash on him and hopping on a bus and eating at a McDonald's after killing a guy.
Are we going to get to, we'll probably get to that during the news again, but I think we need an appearance from Conspiracy Kurt during the news, if we could.
I will be happy to oblige.
Conspiracy Kurt has me somewhat obsessed with Luigi and what is going on.
If you had 8K on you, wouldn't you figure some way of getting up to another place?
I think you'd be in Canada.
Yeah.
Right.
I would expect it and you had $2,000. Allegedly, in foreign currency on you, I think you'd be in that foreign land where you could use that currency.
And I'd be waxing the eyebrows immediately. It's the dead giveaway. Curtis, I'm with you. I'm down a dark rabbit hole.
Yeah.
So you don't think he was the actual shooter?
I don't know. I think he wanted to get a shooter.
Okay.
Have you seen the video that compares the security footage of the shooter and his eyebrow area, and then the photos that appeared later of Luigi Mangione?
Yeah, right. Unibrow. I can really
see. There's no unibrow in the original shooter footage. Right. Doesn't seem like there is.
Okay.
Believe me, I don't know if you've seen my mugshot. I know a unibrow. I lived with the pain and suffering of a unibrow for my early teens and in, maybe into my 20s.
Wasn't it your life goal to get a unichin?
That's what I wanted. Although coming up during the news, if we ever get to it, there is a new most popular plastic surgery procedure in this country, which women are undergoing.
I kind of like it.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get to that during the news. Courtney's back from jury duty just for today. And then do you know if the case is going to wrap up tomorrow? Or are you gone for the rest of the week? Like,
I'm hoping tomorrow. I'm still going to come in because they don't need us there till 8:30 tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to come till 7:30.
Okay.
All right.
And I think later on in the show, you brought the Greg Hill Show wrapped for the entire year.
Yes, and we even did a EEI wrapped.
Oh, so we know exactly how much flex time everybody took this year?
Yeah, and let me just tell you, if I didn't get jury duty and if my aunt didn't die, it would have been over for you bitches because I would have crushed.
Well, you can't say if I didn't. I mean, I could say if I didn't have the flu.
Right, if I didn't have Noro.
Just saying.
I bet it's a Claire runaway. But lead us in the clubhouse.
Well, there's a clear runaway here at the radio station. That's for sure.
I'm talking about on our show.
Show?
Yeah. I'm going to go put my money on either Shime or Courtney.
Shime or Courtney, most flex time?
All right.
Well, we'll get to that coming up a little bit later on today's show. But right now, this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for.
Chime request or dealer's choice?
That one was the one dealer's choice I had today because as soon as you said aliens, that's the first song I think of.
I mean, I don't know if you're going to find many that specifically mention aliens. You will find a lot of rejoin choices that mention space.
Sure, that I have already gotten a bunch of requests for.
Since this nation is under space alien drone attack, all space-themed rejoins this morning. DM Shime or go in the Twitch chat or in the YouTube chat or text on the new text line with your requests, and he will get them on instant requests. Instant request Wednesday on this show. Shime, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Greg. So my lead today is very simple. It is. I don't know if you remember this story. Courtney told us when she was in her dating phase. Every once in a while, she would go on a date with a guy just to have dinner. The Red Sox are now that schmuck that gets taken on a date just for dinner because they have now been with multiple players and none of these guys actually have any interest in them, and they are unable to actually afford to have these players in their lives whatsoever. Right. And the Red Sox are never going to sign a big name free agent. You want Max Fried? Too bad he's going to sign with the New York Yankees. Ooh,
you weren't even close when it came to the offer.
Yeah, like which is insane. You knew it was going to be around $200 million, and the Yankees came in at $218. So, like, you knew it was going to be there. If you're not even close, what are you even doing? They say they're preparing a big offer for Corbin Burns, and you want to know what? They're going to prepare a quote-unquote big offer, and then, aw, shucks, we just missed. We were just off on Corbin Burns, and then they're going to go try and trade for Alec or try and get Alex Bregman because that's who AC wants. But no, here comes Breslow. I don't really think that's a great idea, even though Sam Kennedy and Alex Cora love Alex Bregman, and so it's just like it's an absolute disaster. It is a cluster, a bunch of frauds.
With that $218 million that the Yankees were willing to pay, what you have to give to get, if you're going to go try and get Garrett Crochet, that went up. That went way up yesterday.
Way up. Like, you have to, and you have to trade for him and then give him a contract. Mm. Like, it's a nightmare for the Boston Red Sox. They are, they continue to, like, just undershoot every single free agent money-wise. They don't want to actually pay for anyone. They're just going to run it back. And just like last year when they said full throttle, they were lying to your face.
Wow. If you were in on Juan Soto for $700 million, how can you not be in for $218 million?
You got to be. It don't make sense.
Perfect sense.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
That's why my lead was going to be, you basically have until Monday to really do some damage. And if you don't, I think at this point in time, it'll be... they really took us out to the woodshed, and now there's no turning back.
Okay, can we all answer honestly?
Yeah.
Sure.
Do we now believe the Red Sox were at all truly in on Juan Soto for $700 million?
No chance.
Yes.
You're not even in on Max Fried for $200 million.
You didn't even talk to the agent during the weekend in which the player made his decision.
And pitching is way more important to your lineup right now than hitters.
Pitching tends to... go a lot quicker when you pay a guy that type of money versus paying a guy like Juan Soto is going to be a lot more productive in the later years of that contract than a guy like Max Fried.
They're probably going to tell you next that they were like the Yankees and they didn't want to give him a luxury suite for his family is what the Red Sox are going to tell you. That's why they didn't get Juan Soto.
That's bad.
So I just...
Wiggy is to the Red Sox spending as Greg was to Mac Island.
My lead was they got till Monday. If they don't sign Corbin Burns,
they're running out of legit guys to sign.
But that's why Corbin Burns is out there with the guy Bregman still out there. There's still some. Everybody's talking about the Crochet guy. So
if they get those two guys, they're still beneath $300 million total spent this offseason when they said they were going to spend $700 million.
If they get those two guys, they've gotten elite talent. That's what I'm looking at. Yeah. They didn't get Soto, but if they're able to then go out and get elite talent, because that's what we all talked about them doing, and if they're able to go out and get those guys, then they're actually signing elite talent and not just regular guys that were like, who the hell is this dude?
John in the car, Curtis in the Twitch chat, says essentially just because they weren't in on Fried doesn't mean that the Soto stuff wasn't real.
John just regurgitates what I say every 2 minutes on the show, so if you miss anything I said, just hop on the Twitch chat. Yeah, if you're not a moron, it's very simple. The Red Sox approach to the other free agents that have come off the board mirrors that of their approach with Juan Soto. And what they did was wait for their buddy to hand the card to the server and then go digging into their pocket and calling their friendly reporters at the Globe and say they were at $700 million. If they were actually at the table, they would have found out from the agent himself prior to Juan Soto making the deal. They were at a dinner table down the road, down the hall from where Boris was, and he didn't even get up to tell them because they weren't a finalist to begin with.
I mean, the clear... best option that remains available is Corbin Burns, right? I mean, that's it.
That's so what they'll tell you.
You gotta get him.
Well, Wiggy, right.
Who else?
And
well,
what about the Crochet guy?
You have to trade for Crochet.
Right, but that's still you're gonna have to get rid of.
But then they
Cassis and prospects.
But didn't they say they were willing?
You're going to have to give a boatload to get the guy.
Yeah, so Wiggy.
Didn't they say they were willing to give up prospects?
Yeah, and now if they don't, if they look even worse.
Right, but where I agree with you, but
there's also an internal argument going on. I think Sean McAdams reported when it comes to Bregman.
Correct, yeah.
Between, so Sam Kennedy and Alex Cora want him. And the baseball ops people, Craig Breslow and others, do not want him.
Oh, what a great good cop, bad cop. These people, if they spent this amount of time on actually improving the roster instead of spinning their fans, you're telling me if Cora and Sam Kennedy want a guy, Kennedy is not only the president of the Red Sox, he's the president of the entire Fenway Sports Group. Alex Cora is the most highly paid guy in the entire front office. They're going to say, oh, no, Breslow doesn't want him?
Yeah, that one don't make sense.
That's what they're going to say.
They're like criminals. If they actually put their all this effort to good use, they might actually make something happen.
We got to take a break. We will get to the rest of the leads next.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.